Chris, people need to take responsibility for their own actions and decisions and where they are in life.
Depends how much propaganda is out there that might influence them, though.
Oh, that's a good point. Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast, guys. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me and forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent. Thank you, Kurt.
That's all right. I decided not to burst everyone's eardrums when it suddenly came on.
No, it's a pleasure to be here, as it always is. A little bit of a hot and spicy topic today.
I know. This episode sort of came about because Chris and I were planning what are we going to speak about, and we had some ideas, and then we just got into a...
We stumbled on this topic, didn't we?
Yes. What was the topic, Chris?
So, in essence, should the RBA announce future forecasts of what's going to happen with the rates?
So, however we got onto this conversation, I started saying that I don't believe that people should be whinging that the interest rates have gone up or they're in this position where the interest rates are higher because they're the ones that have gone out and purchased the property.
Correct.
And I put a caveat that because a lot of people took a wrong sound, only the small sample size of Philip Lowe said, that interest rates wouldn't go up. But they didn't take into account or do all the research into it.
And I mean, if we hark back, so what was that, 3, 4, 5 years ago now that he said, into 2025, don't quote me exactly, or 2024 or something, rates won't go up. Now, there was a longer spiel that he said after that, that sort of said, only if these factors, but that soundbite got out.
Yeah, so, well, only the conditions stay the same. So, unfortunately, war happened in Russia and all these other things, which meant that interest rates, inflation was going up and interest rates needed to go up as well.
And I think, unfortunately, my point would be that the common man, woman out there, isn't able to get in the depths of that. It can be bamboozled, we've had that word before.
Bamboozled.
With propaganda, because I said to you, there is businesses out there that prey on those scenarios that take that soundbite and say it's not going to go up, and they're selling property off the plan or some sort of investment strategy that requires you to take a loan. It could be loan or brokers themselves in various fields. It's saying to clients, why wouldn't you be taking it? Look what the confidence of the RBA has said, you should take it out. So people have then taken out, done things a bit more on the base of that, and then that business goes, well, it's not our fault, you made the decision, and they're those individuals left holding the baby, I guess.
So I think to add a little bit clearer, we're talking about mortgage stress now as well, that people are now struggling because of mortgage stress and just the constant higher interest rates. Another point which we will touch on is also, we did have the world like record number of savings, Chris, during COVID.
Yep.
So where has all that money gone?
Well, it's been spent now.
Yeah, spent, because people got...
Holidays!
So, where do we want to take this? Because I'm on the fence
that... Yeah, because then you could say, well, if people had savings, and they had these loans, but they still had savings, and spent those savings on holidays, and now they've got a problem with their mortgage stress, I guess your element is, well, more fool you. You've made two bad decisions that don't make a right.
Yeah, so I guess I do understand that people can be influenced by the media, by propaganda. I think, you know, if you make a $5,000 mistake because you thought some stock was going to be good and popped it in, whatever, but the fact that we're talking about people that purchased proper millions of dollars of property, or even just 1 million, or, you know, they might have been young and purchased well above their means, even if it was 800, 900,000. And whenever you go into an investment, because that's basically what it is, even if it's a principal place of residence, you need to be doing the due diligence that the decision you're making is correct, because it's so much money. I don't think people understand that in America, prices don't really grow that much compared to what Australia
and property.
Yeah, like for example, actually I'll use a different example because we sort of compare a bit to America. Over in Denmark, forgetting the major capital cities where I've spent some time, in just a normal local town, their prices don't really grow that much. They grow a little bit over time, but not to the extent of Australian.
Where it doubles every 10 years is a well-known statement that gets thrown bandied around.
And I think people lose sight of how much money is actually required to purchase a property. And therefore, if you're not doing your full research and just taking a soundbite, I don't think you're taking responsibility for your life and your actions and the position you put it in.
Of course. And I understand that. I think also drilling it back to statements that are made by, you know, Michelle Bullock, let's say, currently, I think she's much more wary of anything she says that could be captured as a soundbite. So when she recently said in the latest, she indicated there may be even potentially rates going up. It wasn't a statement to say they will. It wasn't very forceful. It was said in a way that was a long constructed paragraph that there couldn't be a soundbite taken. And I think it was more scare tactics. Compare that to Philip Lowe years ago. There was like quite a strong statement that one soundbite was able to be taken away. And I think that's the learning that I think is a good thing. I know that people should be responsible. I actually think it's a good thing that RBA has gone, we need to be very careful with every word we utter and how it could be misconstrued and stripped apart. So I think that's an improvement that helps people who maybe aren't as aware of their expenditure, get caught up in, you know, sales or deals, or, you know, we always say the Australian dream is property, right?
Yep.
So because that's an Australian dream, it's not an American dream. It's not, other places don't have that as so much of a thing, and you've touched on that before. But because we have that here, they're almost blind.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. So it puts them in a potential scenario. They're blind to it. They want the property. Somebody comes along and says, or they see a marketing advertisement or whatever, and they get involved, and then they realize the pain.
Well, here's the question. Not naive, but when you just expect something, do we just have the expectation that we deserve the property? Do we have that expectation?
We definitely have an expectation. I don't know if it's because we think we deserve it. I do think we have that expectation. And I think the reason we have that expectation is it's what happened. Last 10 years ago, price probably doubled. 10 years before, doubled. 10 years before, doubled. And I'm not kidding. Last 40 to 50 years, it has doubled every 10 years. So do we deserve is it? I'm not sure. Do we expect? Yes.
No. So that's what I'm saying. That's the word. Like, we have this expectation.
Yeah.
Do we have the expectation that we deserve a property, that it is our right to have a property? That's what I think sort of is ingrained, and I think that's where probably the mistake some people have made, that we can go out and purchase that home that we can't actually afford.
Yeah, I remember my first property, you know, it was $310,000. The bank had said, you can loan up to $700,000. This was 20 odd years ago, and I was like, that's ridiculous, $700,000, that's astronomical, and went away and just bought a nice conservative $310,000 property. These days, $700,000, now prices and incomes have gone up, but $700,000 is not going to do anything almost in most places.
No.
Not going to buy the property even the property I purchased is now worth, you know, $1 million. So it's not going to buy that property now. So you're going to need $1 million loan or capital to do something similar to what I did 20 years ago.
Yep.
And that's now the norm. It's frightening.
Yeah.
It's very, very frightening. And I think to close...
I was going to say, let's... close this off, because it's sort of a bit of a raw, unplanned, because Chris and I were having just a bit of a...
We just said, let's jump on this, turn the cameras on, let's go.
Yeah. So to sum this up, I think for me, if you're going to make any decision that's going to be money-wise or affect your life in any significant way...
Come on, what are you going to say?
You need to make sure you're doing research. You need to speak to multiple sources.
Yeah.
And actually...
Who would be more... I agree with that. I think multiple sources is a really good point. Name me two or three different multiple sources. When you say that, it sounds like a fancy thing, but let's break it down. Who could that be?
Okay, first of all, a real estate agent and a buyer's agent.
Well, we're both those people, mate. So let's give them people that we're not sitting here. We'd love to talk to you.
Yes,
we'd love to. But who are other people in the network? I would say family. I would say a strategic mortgage broker, which not Google reviewing them, but getting somebody who's been trusted to use them, and potentially a finance planner.
Yep. I was actually going to take out family from that one.
Okay, good.
I don't think, unless that family member is very successful at what they've done,
yep,
be very careful.
So who would you add in then?
That's a good
question without notice.
Potentially a valuer.
Great one.
A valuer, because they're legally obligated like they've got legal responsibilities in terms of when they're going around valuing homes. The problem I have with family and friends is so many times, I'm not saying personally, but I hear other people's friends and they're saying, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen.
Or they say, don't buy that because it doesn't look amazing. And then the people then wait 2 years to buy and they've actually wasted 2 years because they've been listening to their friends. Yep. It's a good point.
And multiple, even though we just said three categories, I would even do multiple of them because sometimes I've heard some real estate agents... not from Sydney, these were from somewhere else, but they were talking stuff that I just didn't agree.
Cringed.
Yeah. For example, the story basically was the real estate agent told someone I know to don't get into the market yet because prices are going to go down.
Right. Interesting.
And that person sort of listened to them and they haven't...
Did the prices go down?
Mate, still waiting for prices to go down.
Well, we're still waiting to agree. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I think them three, the multiple point contact, and I love the point there, but not the friends and family, or unless they're being successful.
Yeah.
Great. Let's jump into three quick cues. Kurt, on you today. Let's get it going.
Question one. This is a bit of a stitch up. Do you think people should take responsibility for putting themselves in mortgage stress?
I mean, it's going to be, yes, I do, but I think there's a responsibility also with other parties.
I
do think they do.
I'll give you that caveat.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Kurt, you're born 1990s.
Yep.
Yeah. Mid-1990s. Since that time, what's been the highest interest rate in that time? And do you know roughly when that was?
I think in 2009 we're about close. 5-ish percent.
Okay, so would it surprise you? In March 2008, we were 7.25.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, how old were you then? You were knee high to grass.
2008, I was 11 and thought I had a shot at being the next Ricky Ponting. But hey, look where I am. Question two. Do you think supply and demand will increase or decrease?
Supply and demand? I think demand will definitely increase and supply will decrease or will not keep up with demand. That's your question?
I think so.
Yeah. I think demand's going to be high and then we're not building enough. It's a ridiculous scenario that Australia's in at the moment. Maybe a topic for another time. Dwellings.
Yes.
I'm passionate about that. Which country, if any, do you believe Australia typically follows on rates?
America. We're about 6 months behind.
Still America, not like China.
Still America.
On to you. Actually, I was going to jump to my next question.
But okay. Question three. Would you rather be a cat or a dog?
Dog. Puppy Dugan?
I don't think I even finished my sentence or question.
Don't really like a cat. Not really a cat man. All right, if you're betting on horses, and we advise you if you do bet responsibly, do you bet on horses just lucky numbers, colours, the form, mates, or nut, don't bet?
Melbourne Cup is the only time I'll chuck a bet on and do a cold cutter, and it's usually the horse that I can bet the highest on.
Odds?
There'll be like a group of us trying to bet on horses and you bet to see who can get the highest horse.
Oh, right.
And generally I try and get in early because otherwise people just have a lot more money they're willing to bet. And I'm just like,
I'm done.
I'll take whatever horse I can get.
Very good. All right. Well, that wraps up.
Yep. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you loved it. If you see the subscribe button on YouTube, click it so you can get notified. Follow on Spotify. Share it with a friend. I reckon that's probably the more important one.
Yeah, we love a share. You can share it with somebody. If you got to this part, how hard is it to click the button? Unless you're driving, don't do it then. Click the button to say share it with a friend or family, particularly if you know they're buying property.
I think it's more important that they click the button and receive 5 points demerits for touching you.
Speaking from experience. Very good. All best out there from the Sydney Property Muppets.
Enjoy, thank you.